How about mantle cell? What's up with that?
Well, mantle cell, I don't think we've made major advances. I think more and more people are coming around to believing that autologous transplants and first remission are probably the best therapy for patients, at least patients with active progressive disease who need therapy. My personal opinion is that aggressive therapy followed by an autologous transplant after 4 to 6 cycles, and if you're in near complete remission, is probably the best option. The controversies are, should it be R-CHOP or should it be R-hyper-CVAD? And that's, again, a kind of a raging controversy right now. I think the data suggests that R-hyper-CVAD is a better regimen for inducing remission, but it's clearly more toxic. There are treatment-related deaths that occur that probably in the 5 to 7% range, where you don't really expect much treatment-related deaths with R-CHOP. So one of the issues is if you use R-CHOP or R-hyper-CVAD and then do an auto transplant, is one of them associated with a better outcome? And, you know, there's, again, no randomized trial data, but some data from the Italian group and some retrospective data from Nebraska, from Julie Vose, which suggests at least that people who get R-hyper-CVAD and then get a transplant do better than people who have R-CHOP and then get a transplant. But again, you don't know how many people are dropping off of each of those arms before they even get to transplant.
What about modifications of the hyper-CVAD regimen?
Well, several have been done. Mostly what people are trying to do is to drop out the methotrexate ARC, the second B part of the hyper-CVAD regimen. I personally am skeptical. I think it doesn't work as well if you do that. I actually personally think that the methotrexate ARC is one of the key components of that regimen, especially when given with rituximab. The other actually interesting finding in mantle cell lymphoma is I think the relative lack of effect of rituximab. Now, I don't mean that it's not active. It appears to be active, but several randomized studies now have really shown relatively modest benefits. The Swiss group did the same study that they did in follicular lymphoma with single-agent rituximab, and there was really no benefit of maintenance in that setting, which was a surprise because I have plenty of patients who've relapsed after auto transplants and I treat them with single-agent rituximab, and it's clearly an active drug. And the same way in the R-CHOP versus CHOP study by the German group that was published, which again showed relatively minimal benefit of R-CHOP compared to CHOP. And so despite it being extremely active, it's really provided relatively small amounts of benefit in randomized clinical trials. Now, its major point that I think I like to use it for is that it can clear out the bone marrow and enable you to collect peripheral blood stem cells that don't have tumor cells in them. And so that may be the biggest factor in place for rituximab.